There's no mystery about how to eradicate homelessness, says Ian DeYoung. It just takes a lot of hard work.
What we do know about homelessness and the solutions for it is that housing is the only known cure. So we're either focusing all of our attention on helping people get into permanent housing as quickly as possible, or we end up running the risk of exacerbating their homelessness and prolonging it.
And too often, that's what well-intentioned but ineffective programs do, adds DeYoung, an internationally recognized expert on homeless solutions and president of the North American consulting firm OrgCode, because those efforts rely on myths about homelessness rather than data.
Some of it is counterintuitive. So we think, for example, that people need to be clean and sober to be successful in housing. But the truth is, if you look at the statistics in California, most people with a substance use disorder are housed and will never be homeless. Or we think that we need to help people who are homeless take better care of their mental illness in order to be successful in housing. But if we look at serious and persistent mental illness in California, not a lot of treatment or counseling going into supporting people with serious and persistent mental illness, and most of them are housed. So we can help people with addictions, with mental illness, get them into housing and help them be successful in housing rather than rehabilitating them first.
DeYoung is a strong supporter of the new model called Housing First, which he notes is both a philosophical approach to homelessness and a series of strategic interventions for and with chronically homeless individuals, one by one, starting with those who have the most severe problems.
The greatest opportunity that Housing First presents is to take the person that is the most ill, the most vulnerable, the most expensive to keep in their homelessness, and house them first. Because historically, that would be the person who's least likely to be served. Let's find and engage with those that have the greatest amount of risks and ensure that we're providing really robust services to them first.
But getting these folks housed is only the beginning, DeYoung cautions. That's actually when the real work begins, supporting them to remain in their new homes. But when the follow-through is there, he says, the results are usually enduring.
This is where the intervention of Housing First becomes really important, and where the data is really clear that if you deliver the intervention well, in excess of 4 to 5 people that receive Housing First services will stay housed forever, regardless of their presenting issues at time of entry into the program. And that includes people who are living with things like mental illness and an untreated physical chronic health issue and are living with a substance use disorder and have a history of incarceration and struggle with life skills. That is more likely going to work than not work if we do the support part right.
The summit and DeYoung's present were a first undertaking for the Santa Rosa Homeless Collective, a newly formed partnership of local government, nonprofits, and other stakeholders. That collaboration and the preparations for the 2-day event left DeYoung hopeful that it will have a lasting, positive impact on what has seemed to be an intractable problem here.
If the efforts start to take traction in the community, we may not see it, you know, right away, but 2-3 years from now, we should see reductions in homelessness across the county. And I have great faith in the people that I've engaged with and the political leadership, both in the city of Santa Rosa and the county, that it is possible to achieve that.
Tomorrow, we'll hear from local homeless service providers about their takeaways from the summit. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.